Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, it's not a good idea to add on to something that's already complete. Doesn't make sense. But have you noticed that it's just human nature to want to do that? To add on to something that's already complete? True stories told about an American food company that came up with the perfect cake recipe about 50 years ago, and they released this cake mix, pretty excited about it. The cake mix tasted exquisite. It would beat Betty Crocker, the best of Betty Crocker. The ingredients and the recipe itself was efficient. There were no additives, no eggs needed to be added, no sugar. All it was a powder cake mix. All you needed to do is mix water into it, place it into a pan, and pop it into the oven. That's something I can do. I can do that. It was great. The perfect cake recipe, and the company planned for sales to skyrocket. They made plans to hire new sales representatives to really grow the company. But there was one problem. No one was buying the cake mix. Why? The food company hired consultants to do surveys on consumers to find out why they weren't buying the cake mix. And they found the problem, and they fixed it. They took away one ingredient from the cake mix, and then they added this little label to the box. For those that were going to make the cake mix, they just said this, crack an egg and include an egg in the mix. Sales went through the roof. Things went as they had planned from the very beginning, and the company realized this. Americans, particularly, they said, don't like to buy things that are complete as is. They like the ability to add on. That sense of adding on an egg felt like they had control, like they were adding something special to the recipe. Now, hearing that story, true story, reminds me of how I started my sermon. Isn't it silly that we like to add on to something that's already complete? I think it is silly. Jesus meets Mary and Martha. Now we think, kind of advanced Bible nugget here, we think that he grew up with this family in this little town of Bethany. We think that Jesus had a connection with this family. He was close friends with the three siblings, Lazarus. This is Lazarus who dies, this is the brother, and Mary and Martha. And as I put together, as I was studying it this week, I've come up with a new understanding of Mary and Martha. I think Mary was someone who recognized that Jesus was complete as is, and she rested in that. She didn't need to add on to Jesus. Our text says that she sat herself at the feet of Jesus. What that's saying is that she was listening intently to every word. In other words, she wasn't scribbling on her little paper what the sales were going to be in the market in the afternoon, what the camel meat price was going to be, and how she'd buy hummus and make her list. She wasn't daydreaming about a future vacation that she was going to go on. She also wasn't rushing Jesus through conversation, like saying things like this, Jesus, can you just give me the cliff notes of your teaching and you walk away? Yeah, none of that. She listened to Jesus. My friends, that paid off in spades for Mary. Think about this. Mary would lay herself, she would sit herself again at the feet of Jesus at another point in the Gospels, John chapter 12. Maybe you didn't realize this, but it's Mary who buys the expensive fragrances and the perfumes, and she pours it on Jesus' feet. She wipes the fragrances with her hair. Do you know this passage? She knows that Jesus, see what she's doing is she's preparing him for his death. She knows that he's going to die on the cross in Jerusalem in John chapter 12. Do you realize she's the only one who got it? Nobody else. The 12 apostles, I don't know. They didn't get it. They didn't think that Jesus was going to die. They didn't see the plan. The 72 that were sent out by Jesus, they understood that they were supposed to, you know, share peace, and they understood that they were to enter into different villages and share that the kingdom of God was there. They didn't understand that Jesus was going to die. Only Mary got it. Why? She listened. She listened to Jesus intently. Not just that. She realized that all of God's promises, all of God's desires, all of love, joy, and peace were found in Jesus, complete. No need to add on. Mary didn't add on. She took Jesus as is. Then there's Martha. There's always the other sister, isn't there, in the story? Oh, man. Martha.